Blog Talk Radio.
John Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
we get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get the blessing now.
Sleep snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
we get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessing. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
That's why I run.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
we get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessing. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
Why I run. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
we get some more, can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept me hustling, now I'm shining, nothing like it's nuts.
That's why
I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
we get some more, can't be broke.
That's why
I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept me hustling, now I'm shining, nothing like it's nuts.
Why I run. I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, you know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Come fuck with some winners, KJ.
She on the pole, she
I've been working on my jump shots, and I'm getting better. I've been like
Kobe, Kobe, Jordan,
Jordan,
Kobe,
Kobe,
Jordan,
Jordan,
Kobe,
Kobe,
Jordan,
Kobe,
Kobe,
Jordan.
Okay, I'm jumping in it like hopscotch, finna do it big, caps lock. Kobe Jordan on my hoes imported. Yeah, she bad at foreign, call it hype stock. She can bounce and dribble like N1. Do 10 bands, not N1. Put pussy popping like handguns, cause she throw that ass like a tantrum. Go low. I don't know how they put up with me. Look how I'm doing, you bitches. Tonight is date night, and I'm finna take out a few of you bitches. I'm a mathematician, I'm stupid with digits and fluent in bridges. Got an indoor, outdoor pool like Ray J. Putting my 30 on a bad day, KJ.
She on the pole, she getting cheddar. I've been working on my jump shot, and I'm getting better. I've been like
Kobe, Kobe, Jordan, Kobe, Kobe, Jordan, Kobe, Kobe, Jordan, Jordan. Call me,
call me. Whole clique finna turn up, we dangerous. And I'm probably in the coupe with your main chick, straight up. I've been rocking with the same clique. You with a group full of haters that we never heard of. We got the ball, won't drop it. Turn up, vision, we don't see nobody. Kobe, Jordan, I be sporting that wire. Some shit don't excite me. But I cuff your girl, she been looking my way. Ay. I told her, bring her home, girl, meet me back in my place. Ay. And we gon' do some freaky things tonight. Whatever you like.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
She on the ball. She getting cheddar. I've been working on my jump shot. And I'm getting better. I've been like
Kobe, Kobe, Jordan, Kobe, Kobe, Jordan, Jordan, Kobe, Kobe, Jordan, Jordan, Kobe, Kobe, Jordan, Jordan. Game.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14 The Cut. Goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Opened the show up tonight with a new joint that was Bigger Rankin and P-Nice, which was Who Gonna Check Me, so we had to make sure we go ahead and drop that along with our other records tonight. And then we played Kobe Jordan, Casper. He was our guest, special guest last week, so we also wanted to remind you guys. And if you missed that episode, make sure you go back and check that out. So, again, host Onyx on the line with you, also the host and homie Golden Fleece as well. What is the deal?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yo, you know what's so crazy about this music we playing? The shit we be grabbing be better than the shit they be playing on the radio these days. You know what I'm saying? Like, every once in a while, we just grab a lot of records that you listen to and you be like, yo, man, that should be bumping right now on the radio. But I'm glad we be getting these exclusives, and hopefully we start hearing them on the mainstream airwaves soon enough, you know?
Absolutely, that exactly. And speaking of getting exclusive, we definitely have an exclusive promotional interview tonight for Mr. Shine, Alabama hip-hop recording artist who is definitely making his rounds and ways into the industry, shaking hands and just, you know, making some great relationships and networks. So we're excited to be interviewing him tonight, as well as premiere his single that he's currently promoting entitled Selfie. So, of course,
that's
right?
That's the word of the last 2-3 years, man. I see people with, I seen somebody walking with a selfie stick and they was taking pictures holding this big ass stick up. I was like, oh, this shit been going out of control now, man.
Yeah, it is. And they got it, you know, and now, and it's so convenient. iPhone, thank you for putting the camera on the front and the back, because you used to have to turn the joint to the back. You know, you really had to position it a certain type of way. But now you can front face and get your selfie on. So shout out to Mr. Shine.
Getting it in with
tonight.
That selfie stick. Mr. Shine. And he's from Alabama, too. That's what's up. I got a lot of family in Montgomery, Alabama. So
yeah, you know, I got people that way, too, in fact. So, shout out to him for doing that record. We are definitely excited. We all know where the inspiration comes from with that, so that was clever. Also, you guys, this is the show, via global14.com, which is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site /blog. So make sure you head over to there and check that out. It's just a place for like-minded individuals to, you know, network and speak and also share music and resources and, you know, just look at stuff. And he also drops a lot of exclusives on there, as well as he is actually on the site, so it's pretty cool. So check it out. You know, somebody hit me up about getting their music played also, so I got to pass the mic to you because, you know, that's, you just say it so well.
Yeah, no doubt. you got hit up. I got hit up today, as a matter of fact, by like 2 or 3 people.
Wow.
So hopefully they're listening so we can let them know. But all you have to do is hit us up on our social media networks. That's it. Onyx is Onyx254 on Twitter, Instagram, and Global 14. I'm the Golden Fleece on Twitter, Instagram, and global14.com. So you can check us out. Same name on all the networks. But we do ask that you not post anything directly on our walls. You know what I'm saying? We want you to inbox us, direct message, private inbox. Inbox us your music. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Brief description, whether you're trying to push a project, EP, mixtape, or you just got a single.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll know how to introduce everything correctly. You know what I'm saying? Get you on, get you going. But we're familiar with you at the same time. We don't just want to be like, hey, it's so-and-so we playing on our, you know, station. We want to know a little bit about you, too. So hit us up in our inboxes, direct message, like we said. And when we have our shows where we listen to music, critiques, you never know who's going to be on there. Might be an A&R, DJ, all big names. So if you are not afraid of some constructive criticism, you may get that, or you may just get praise. Whatever, just be ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's always a fun show. So hit us up at any time, man. We want that new music.
No doubt. That's what's up. I do want to say that, again, we're going to premiere this single, Mr. Shine, by Mr. Shine, called Selfie. So he should be joining us in a minute here. I'm going to hit up his PR and see, you know, make sure we're still on schedule and whatnot with the different time zones and everything. And you know what's so crazy is that – You know what? It may be. He. I think he is on Central Time.
He's an hour behind.
Yeah, I think he is on Central Time.
Behind.
Yeah, okay. No, we're good. We're good. but no, that you know you're doing something or you're on the right track when you're getting a PR to go ahead and help you out, promote your single. And not that you're not on the right track if you don't have a PR, but it's always good. We talked about this not too long ago about when you do get a PR, make sure you got something going on. Don't just try to get one just to get one. You want to make sure you take not full advantage, but, you know, take full What is the word I'm looking
advantage.
For? You know, make sure you take... Thank you. That was the word
advantage.
Then. Okay. Take full advantage of the opportunity and your budget and your money and that you've invested into your PR, the relationship that you have with the team to promote, and make sure you're doing your thing. So I hear that he's out now doing like
PRs
a promotional tour.
Yeah,
they got, you got to have something going on for them to even...
They don't have nothing going on. They got to have
exactly.
something to publicize. It can't be just your face, you know what I'm saying? So, well, if
yeah,
you're a face
exactly.
model or some shit, but most publishers want you to have something going on so they could do their thing.
Okay. Yeah, for real, straight up. And then also the... I'm sorry, I'm doing too much. I'm multitasking. You already know. I think we have him on the line already, so I want to check in and do that. And if so, let's go ahead and drop his record now. We're talking about him. But wait, he is promoting right now on a promotional tour. We'll get into that in the interview in the next few minutes here. So this is Mr. Shine, and we're premiering this on Global 14 The Cut. And this record is called Selfie. Let's go.
Let's hear it.
So you want to take a selfie? Said you wanna take a selfie. Said you wanna take a selfie. Said you wanna take a selfie.
Started bad, bad, I'm the man.
Said you wanna take a selfie.
Dennis Rodman, hairstyle man.
Said you wanna take a selfie.
Tom Ford, Dio, and Prada.
Said you wanna take a selfie.
Jimmy Fallon, Ford, Dio.
Said you wanna take a selfie.
With a break to a plate of blueberry pancake. Then I hit my phone, beeping that Instagram off the chain.
Yeah.
This is started from Battle Way. DM me, what she say? Say she wanna take a selfie by my brand new Escalade. I got cake, I got plates that I make like every day. And we about to hit this party at this condo in the lake. Started see me, and she bad. That's the pressure anyway. Used to go to UCLA, now she go to Cali State. She's a fat, but she hot. All the bitches, yeah, she not. She got Marilyn Monroe, Mona Lisa features, there's no lie. She got me under the eyes. Look at my knowledge in the thighs. Got me throwing money with her. Turn the fuck up in the spot. She's a fat, but she hot. All her bitches spicy not. She got Marilyn Monroe, Mona Lisa features. There's no lie. Yeah, she got me under the eyes. Look at my knowledge in the thighs. Got me throwing money with her. Turn the fuck up in the spot. Shorty bad, bad, I'm the man.
She wanna take a selfie.
Dennis Rodman, hairstyle man.
She wanna take a selfie.
Tom Ford, Dio, and Prada.
She wanna take a selfie.
Sign up for the
hour. They wanna take a selfie. 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 Angelina Jolie swear she wanna take a selfie. On Instagram we're proud of back. They wanna take a selfie.
Can't win an Oscar, started. You can't win a Grammy. All that acting like you famous, you the biggest freak on campus. Knock it out the park like Sammy. Knock it out the park like Sammy. If I catch you without your makeup, I'ma straight up Instagram it. And your cookie, I say damn it. Must have learned it from your Grammy. Or your mammy can't do nothing. Take the microwave in seven. Too much money in the middle. Too much money at the top. We be balling up in pillows. We got women by the flop. And your cookie, I say damn it. Must have learned it from your Grammy. Or your mammy can't do nothing. Think of microwaves and sevens. Too much money in the middle. Too much money at the top. We be ballin' up in clubs. We got women by the flop. Started bad, bad, I'm the man.
They wanna take a selfie.
Dennis Rodman, hairstyle man.
They wanna take a selfie.
Tom Ford, Dio, and Prada.
They wanna take a selfie.
They see me sign up for the album.
They wanna take a selfie.
They wanna take a selfie. They wanna take a selfie. They wanna take a selfie. They wanna take a selfie.
Angelina Jolie swear she wanna take a selfie. On Instagram we're part of back. She wanna take a selfie.
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 say you wanna take a selfie. Say you wanna take a selfie. Say you wanna take a selfie. Say you wanna take a selfie. Say you wanna take a selfie. Say you wanna take a selfie. Say you wanna take a selfie. Say you wanna take a selfie.
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. We just premiered Mr. Shine's, our special guest, single called Selfie, and we do have him live on the line right now. So what's good, Mr. Shine?
What's up? What's good, man? Chilling, man. Chilling, working.
Peace, brother. All right. You want to take a selfie? Oh, man. Yeah, I can see why that's burning up right now. Everybody doing that right now, so I can see that's going to take off.
Oh, definitely, man. That's what they're doing. Everywhere we go, man, they're taking selfies. Everywhere, every city I go to, man, it's crazy, man.
We were just talking about the new accessories that's been added just so you could get the perfect selfie. You know what I'm saying? The front face camera.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so, yeah, that
selfie
was pretty clever.
Selfie stick with the remote control. yeah, I saw a shorty with the little remote in her hand. I was like, what the hell is that? It looked like a little car alarm. And she got the big stick up, and I'm like, holy shit, this shit been going crazy.
Oh. Yeah, man, a girl took a selfie on me this week in Phoenix with a selfie stick. You know what I'm saying? The big, long selfie stick. That was my first time taking one-on-one on one of those, you feel me? It's crazy, man. Super Bowl, all finished this week. Super Bowl, it was crazy this week, man.
Yeah, we want to ask you about that. I was looking at your Instagram and speaking with Jay and just kind of looking at what all you got going on. We know you're doing your promo right now. We want to introduce people to you and let them know where you're from. We know you're from Alabama. We want to talk about kind of how you even began into the music and then lead up into what's going on right now. So you're from Alabama. Were you born and raised Alabama native?
Born and raised in Alabama, you know what I'm saying? I won't never leave Alabama. I might leave and get houses in different states, but I'm always coming back to Alabama, you know what I'm saying? Just started out young, you know, junior high school, want to freestyle and want to rap and just started recording on the recorder. Just getting serious and serious with it, start getting more serious and going through a studio, you know, start building a fan base. Shows got bigger, you know, and just start growing more and more. Kept the faith, I kept striving, you feel me? And just till I got further and higher, you know, just continue to do my thing, you feel me?
Alrighty. Well, I see you, we saw in your bio, but for those that are listening, the New Sound fans and the audience, we saw in your bio that you used to play sports as well. So at one point, did you decide that I'm going to take the music route a little bit more serious than I am going to do the sports? And what was it like for your family? Were they supportive of that? Were they into music as well?
Yeah, my dad and mama used to come to every football game me and my brother had. You know, we played football. Of course, I was the running back, had the football, so I scored all the touchdowns, you know. I was captain on defense, you know. So my dad, he came to every game. My mama and my dad, he recorded every football game we had. He supported us. And they raised us well, you know what I'm saying? They really go to jail, so, you know, it's a blessing where we come from. But, you know, and with the music, they support me even harder, you know, and it don't stop. They support me harder, just as hard as they did when I was small. So the support is there, you know, and I thank God for that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely. That's a blessing for real. A lot of people don't have that structure, or some don't like to be as transparent and admit that they had some type of structure. So thank you for being honest with us and letting us know what was up. So you used to win, and you said you did all the touchdowns. And So let's talk about.
I scored all the touchdowns, you know, in basketball. You know, I played basketball, scored all the points in basketball, you know what I'm saying? But majority of the time is going to music now, you know, recording studios, shows, and traveling. So, you know, I pretty much readjusted it to one path, you know, and rocking like that. You feel me? I love it.
Already. Sounds good. Well, with your sports background and having all that makes for a great performance on stage as well, and which is very important for new artists we feel these days. So that's what's up. We definitely expect high energy from yourself. So what's one thing that we were reading about in your bio and how you mentioned that you had some placements come about your way and just some things in the works. Let's kind of talk about how that happened. So you go into the studio, you're getting more serious with it, your fan base is growing. How exactly does your fan base grow and you get out there and make those moves to make that happen? What are some things that you took, steps that you took to make that happen?
Steps I took? I just did a lot of crazy type of promo, you know what I'm saying? A lot of guerrilla marketing. On my own, before I even knew what guerrilla marketing was, I was doing guerrilla marketing, you know what I'm saying? Like, just out of the mind thinking, just going overboard with promotions, you know, like sacrificing my money, like doing things, like doing shows, you know, CDs out there. When I found out the streets want my music, I kept putting CDs out there, you know what I'm saying? And just stayed at it, man. I stayed at it. You know, sometimes when I early first started rapping, I was booking my own shows at one time when I was young, just trying to get heard and get out there, you know what I'm saying? Just pushing myself, basically. And it got a lot of help from my brother as well, you know, and just kept pushing through.
All right, definitely. Sounds like you have a strong work ethic. I see that you mentioned your team as well, which is great, and that you guys are open to opportunities. Let's talk about this placement coming your way, if you can mention some of that. How did you go about getting that opportunity or even looking into getting placements?
They're getting what now?
The placements. We read that you possibly had some opportunities coming your way to get, like, music and film placements. So how did that happen? Is this just off the fan base, or was this also you going out and seeking these opportunities?
Pretty much just both, you know what I'm saying? The fan base. You know, people always ask for my music and push me out, pretty much. So I said the fan base, you know what I'm saying, because they stayed at me. And the fan base always carried my name when I went around. When I didn't know about it, people just pushing my name and stuff like that, you know. And everything, a lot of feedback getting back to me, letting me know what I'm doing is relevant. So, you know, when I found out that I was relevant out there, it made me drive harder, you know, strive harder, you know, and that's how it all come about. I just kept striving, and things come together. So I said a fan base.
Absolutely. It's funny that you mentioned how you just kept striving harder, and you saw the response, and you reacted to that response, because we also, of course, looked into how you mentioned, you know, Cash Money, No Limit being some of your influences coming from the South. They were definitely innovative in that whole grind. I'm from Texas, so that's right next door. So I definitely remember that movement being relevant and strong. What is something that you bring to the table that no other new artist is doing right now?
Yeah, I like that question right there. That's the best question out all night right there, because, see, I like how I get to see myself.
The night ain't finished yet.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to change my... Oh, you're not finished asking the question?
Huh?
You said you wasn't finished asking the question?
No, I said the night ain't finished yet. That ain't going to be the best question. I'm just messing with you. But,
Now, after that, though, you know, I get to be myself, and like I say, I don't got to change my accent to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? I hate to have to change myself and be something that I don't want to be. I just want to be me and do my music, do what the people been wanting all these years, you know what I'm saying? Before I even got noticed like I am now, just with a small fan base, they wanted me to be me and bring that raw, good music, you know what I'm saying, from the soul. You know, and that's what I enjoy most about it. I get to do my music from the soul. That what the people want, that what the streets want, you know, and it's highly demand, you know what I'm saying? They, like, people really request me because of me being myself, and, you know, my hospitality, I'm cool with everybody down to earth, and my music sound good, and they like it, make people feel good, you know, and I enjoy getting it to them, you know.
Absolutely. That's what's up. So how about any artists that you have worked with, you know, I know that is, I believe, Rich Boy is out of Alabama. Any artist that you've, y'all did some shows together or work with, went in the studio, or talking about going into the studio with at this time?
Yeah. You come out from Alabama?
Or anywhere in particular, but anybody mainstream that you're looking to work with or have already?
Oh, well, Early years ago, you know, the rapper Doe B, you know, which was killed the other year, R.I.P. to Doe B, you know, from Alabama. That was my guy. You know, when he was young, I put him on a song, you know, years ago, back in 2007, you know what I'm saying? And me and him got tight. We got pretty cool. And I think it was, now looking back on that, it's cool. It was cool to work with him. And I enjoyed working with him back then. You know, we had fun back then. And there's a lot of artists. I really can't pretty much put a finger on one artist on who I'm to be excited to work with, because it's just, I love music so much for so long that it's a lot of artists out there that I'm eager to work with, you know what I'm saying, and can't wait to get with. So I can't just answer that with one artist, you know what I'm saying, but I know it'll be a lot of fun. So,
absolutely. That's what's up. So I have another question I'm going to ask you. I'm going to bring the other host on the line too so he can holler at you as well. What is your writing style? Like, everybody has these things that are unique about them. What would you say when it comes to your writing? You said you got your accent and yourself. Is there any type of particular zone you got to be in before you go in? Do you freestyle? Do you air write? What's the formula to the success of Mr. Shine and his music and why people love it?
You talking about when I'm writing the song or recording or when I'm writing? Like, what boosts me when I write?
Yes.
A lot of times it's natural a lot of times. But I tell you what, you give me some Hennessy, you know what I'm saying? And you might make some magic happen, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So other than that, you know what I'm saying? It's natural, though, you know. I do it so long, been doing it for so long and got so much love for it. It's natural. But, you know, a little Hennessy, it wouldn't hurt, you know.
Alrighty. And do you do your own production, or are you open to producers, working with other producers, or do you have a team set already for that?
I let every man do their job, you know what I'm saying? Like, I rap and I write and I direct music, but I love to be surprised by a beat. I don't like making beats. I never have made a beat. I love the excitement out of a producer smashing play on a beat and me hearing the beat for the first time, not knowing what to expect, and knowing I'm going to murk it and kill it when I get on it. So that's, I get excited when I hear the beat without me in it. Real talk.
Right. That's dope. That's what's up. Golden Fleece, I want to go ahead and pass the mic to you, homie. And
Man. I just been over here. I've been over here enjoying the interview, you know what I'm saying? Alabama's close to my heart, even though I'm from New York. My mother from Alabama, so I got tons of family in Montgomery, Alabama, Lita Hatchie, Alabama. You know, so I got a lot of family out there, man. Oh, that's what's up, man. I wanted to talk to you about Alabama, because I know you just mentioned Doe B. Rest in peace to him. He was on the rise. Dirty Boys from out of Alabama. You had Rich Boy. I remember exactly. I remember a lot of people saying that it was kind of hard to get your music heard when you being from Alabama. Do you find that it's hard to get your music heard? Was it an easy transition for you, or was it kind of hard for you too?
It was hard for me, but you know what I did, man? Like, I didn't care about them hating on me and holding me back, the DJs and promoters. I pushed my own music, man. I would take my song to a club by hand and just stand there, let them play it, and I'd take my CD back out the door, just strategically placing my songs in clubs. They wouldn't spin it, you know, on their own. So I just pushed it. I pushed it through the door. You know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of cats hate on you, man. It won't support you.
Right.
Don't want to help you come up. So I just pushed it through myself.
Nah, that's what's up, brother. And you know, you got the similar story to a lot of people that I talk to that's from around the way. But I'm glad that, you know, these artists from Alabama are starting to get through, because there's a lot of talent out there in Bama. And you know, right around your area, man, you guys got a lot of small towns that you could go perform, get good show money. When you go to other places like Atlanta or Tennessee or Texas, do you wear Alabama on your sleeve? You taking your crew and letting people know, listen, this is where we from, because we want y'all to know that there's a lot of talent back home.
I tell you what, right now, speaking of that, we stopped in Rayville, I think it was Rayville, Louisiana, on the way to Arizona this week, and I had an Alabama pullover on, you know what I'm talking about? Crimson Tide, Alabama, with a big A all in front of it, a big A in front, you know what I'm talking about? So when I walked through the store, the gas station, they're like, oh, y'all from Bama, you from Bama, such and such, and they're like, we know you rap. I don't even know your name, but we know you rap. You know, and they found out said, oh, you must have signed. I was like, yeah, oh, you must have signed. So they knew just off of Alabama. I was from Alabama, and that started the conversation because I had an Alabama pullover.
There you go. There you go. I mean, shit, your football team ain't nothing to sneeze at. Nick Saban and them boys is winners. So, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people recognize that. So I'm pretty sure that that's a conversation piece. I definitely want to talk more about yourself in the music industry. Every young artist coming up, my man, you know, there's trials and tribulations that they're going to meet in this game. You know what I'm saying? What's something that right now that you think what's something right now you think you're going through that you like, you know what, like you just said, I'm going to push through this? You meeting any adversity when you pushing your music out here to other radio stations outside of Alabama or outside of your town?
You talking about four stations trying to hold me back or hating on me, or you talking about four some heavy?
Right. Well, basically, you know what I'm saying, not giving your record a chance in different markets. You finding out that you seeing any resistance?
No, not now. Not now that I'm on this level I'm on now. I mean, coming up locally from city, Prattville, Montgomery, you know, I experienced that, you know what I'm saying? And towards Atlanta, you know, at the beginning it was a little tough, one or two times, you know, but now we don't got no problem now.
Nice.
Everything's pretty much flowing now. I thank God. I give glory to God for that. Everything's flowing right now, man.
Most definitely, man. I'm glad to hear that, brother. Now, a lot of people get in the music game, you know what I'm saying? And this could be a vehicle for a lot of different other things. You know, people get in the music game, get their brand huge, get their song huge, and then they may want to act or they may want to start a charity. Is there anything that Mr. Shine wants to do that people might not know that, you know what, when I get my brand established, I'm going to break off and do this, and I bet they're not going to expect it?
I'll tell you one thing, though. My manager, which is my brother, he has a TV show coming on that's gonna come, and I'm gonna be on that. You know, it's gonna be major, it's gonna be big, and I know one thing I'm gonna be on that, so it's gonna be pretty huge, and that's one thing. But yeah, as far as me though, man, like as far as acting and all that, I see all that because I am a character. You let me tell it, and I am just I'm an entertainer all around. I rap. So when a lot of people are like, man, what you do? They didn't know me. I said, I'm an entertainer, you know what I'm saying? So I got like a lot of entertainment in me, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I would consider that, and I would say that would be part of my life, you know what I'm saying?
Nice. Because a lot of people, man, like you said, once you got the ability to do a lot of different things, you know, sky's the limit, man. You get in there, you get your brand open, and next thing you know, you could be on television skits, all types of different things. I think that, it's cool that young brothers start diversifying their portfolio. I was glad to hear you say you play sports, so that sports put discipline in you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure that
you
real focused on what you got to do.
Well, definitely, man. You know, and ready for whatever else gonna come. You know, hey, there's a lot of stuff lined up right now, man. I'm just ready to eat. I'm ready to eat it up, man. You know, like we in All Star,
right?
You know, for the NBA All Star weekend in 2 weeks. I'm in All Star, you know, in New York, so. Gonna be ready to come to New York and get to work, and they waiting on us to get there, and we ready to go in, you know what I'm saying? And we ready to go in, man. Real talk.
That's what's up, man.
Whatever gets
so you got
me, I'm ready to even put up.
I hear you, man. You coming from Arizona, back to Alabama, now to New York. You burning it up, man. You east to west. You going west to east, man. You ready to get some things shaking.
Hey, now don't forget, we're stopping in Charlotte now for the CIAA in February, you know. I mean, it's February already. So, the end of February. I'm saying the end of this month, CIAA, I'm booked for that. We're going to try to kill that, you know, and have a good time, you know, and turn up whatever and just kill it. But I'm ready to have fun in Charlotte. It'll be my first time going to Charlotte also.
Dope. I hope y'all brothers have much success every city and state y'all go to. Now, you got Selfie ringing. Going hard right now. What you gonna hit them with afterwards? Do you got the lineup of the new single that's coming out soon? Are y'all gonna ride Selfie out for a little while longer, then hit them with something else? Do you got a project that you're coming with that they should be looking forward to? Any of your fans should be looking forward to?
Yeah, man. Right now, I'm working with Swamp Izzo from Rich Gang, Cash Money, YMCMB.
Nice.
And
I was just with them the other night.
Oh yeah, what's up, man? Tell them I said. Tell them you talked to me tonight. And
that's what's
gonna drop a stupid mixtape. And I got a track called The First One to Know. I got a track called Bubbly. I got a track called Better Recognize. Like, the tracks are so hot, dude. We don't even know what we're going to push next. Like, we got, like, 3 days to decide. At least 2 or 3 days, you know, to decide what we're really going to hit them with next, because it's just that much dramatic with the tracks, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to sit down the next couple of days and find out what's really next, because it's just that dramatic, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good problem to have, shit, when the record's so good and you don't know what to push next. That's a problem you want.
Yeah.
You got any producers in the game that you're looking at? I know you said you would love to work with other different rappers and collaborate with a lot of different people. Any producers that you really like their particular sound, that's got records out right now, or maybe some that had records out in the past?
Well, you know, like the dude London on the track, he's hot right now. I'm gonna hop on one of his beats and smack that up, you know. I know what Zay told me. I'm gonna get with Zay. You know, he want his beats up, you know, have fun with him, you know. All that's coming soon, and I can't wait to do that. And
Black Elvis.
You know, Mike Will, you know, he got a lot of hot stuff right now that I'm ready to jump on. So we just got to see, and I'm ready to eat it all up, man.
That's what's up, man. That sounds good. It sounds like a variety of stuff we got coming from Mr. Shine, man. I look forward to it. You know what I'm saying? I think you hit the nail on the head when you did a song about the selfies, man, because, like I said, you ain't going nowhere without seeing selfies being taken. Now they got the sticks out there. I'm pretty sure they're going to design something else. So that song could roll long time, brother.
Shout out to J-Bo Po-Po, man, you know, for bringing that idea up. They're doing good right now, you know.
The company
itself loving it, you know. And we got the Instagram Awards. They want to make that their theme song. So, I mean, it's been crazy.
Wow.
Man. That song with a lot of wonders for our team, you know.
That's huge, man. Congratulations.
For the tomorrow, I do. Oh, yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Congratulations, man. The Instagram Award thing sound real dope. You trying to push that to any television shows, maybe any films? Because I'm pretty sure they want to place that on a commercial. I could see that on one of these cell phone commercials.
Well, they're going to talk to Verizon and T-Mobile and Sprint on these phone companies and see what type of endorsement deals they want to talk. And everybody's so confident and know that they're going to take it, so... That's what they're working on right now. This week, we should be hearing something with the team. We should be getting together this week and doing something about that, because everybody's saying that, you know. So I'm pretty sure I'd get at least one endorsement out of all those, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely, man. And just last but not least, man, because we know you got to go do things and you're a busy man, what would you tell young artists out here? We got a lot of young artists that listen to our show, man. You know, they're always listening for advice, and especially when people that's in the game doing it right now, you know what I'm saying? What advice would you have for any of these young brothers or sisters out here that's trying to, you know, pursue their dream in music and entertainment?
First thing, listen to your mama and listen to your daddy. When they say, get up and go to church and iron your clothes and I'll take your bath and let's go to church. You take your bath, you iron your clothes, and you go to church. You grab the Bible, go to church. Listen to all everything your mom and daddy got to say. You know what I'm talking about? Then you make sure you follow everything you got. If you want to rap, you do everything with precision. You know what I'm saying? Get into the right people, scribe, don't stop, go hard. Be dedicated, man.
I love that shit, man. I love when you told them, listen to your parents. If you got your mother and your father talking to you, that's very important, man. There's a lot of people out here that stray away from the older people, and, you know, they shun them. They don't listen to them. You got a young brother right here that's making moves in the industry telling you, listen to your mama and your daddy.
I don't think we've ever had anybody even say that out of all of us, I guess. I don't think
nobody's
ever heard that. Yeah, that's dope.
You listen to your mama and daddy. You ain't gonna do that. You might as well get somewhere and sit down, man. Just sit down. You know, if you ain't gonna listen to your mama and daddy. So that's where it started. And put God first, you know, and hustle, man. Get out here and grind. Do what you gotta do. Handle your business, and you'll get where you gotta go. Believe. Don't listen to the negative. You know, keep striving.
Indeed. Well, I tell you what, Onyx, you know, I learned some great things about Mr. Shine tonight, you know what I'm saying? You know, this brother got CIAA coming up, All-Star Weekend coming up, and I know more stuff coming up after that. So, Super Bowl, well, just did Super Bowl out in Arizona. I don't want to talk about Super Bowl. That's my heart still hurt right now. So y'all can go ahead and reminisce
on that. You'll get a chance next year, man. You'll get a chance to come out next year, man.
Yeah, hopefully they keep the team together. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. We'll see if they come back, but that was a devastating blow right there. They're going to be thinking about that till next year, too. But, yeah, Mr. Shine, man, we're so happy that you came on the show. You know what I'm saying? We definitely want, honestly, if you don't got any other questions for him, you know, we want him to give us social media out where everybody can reach him and follow him. But if you do, hit him with your any questions you have.
I think he pretty much summed it up, and I'm very excited to see where you're going. It looks like you've got a lot accomplished, and you worked hard, and it's exciting to see that you're just going to work even harder and go even further. Congratulations to you on what you have, your success thus far. And
yes, sir.
To come.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're going to be watching. We want you to come back, too, especially when you get ready to drop the EP. Let's have you back on. We'll speak with whoever we need to speak to get you back.
Even when I come out the stage with the BET Awards performing, I can do an interview with y'all. I never gonna change, man. I never. I'm down to earth as it gets. You know what I'm saying? So it's what up.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You
can tell. You
kind of remind me of Boosie.
We the same.
He kind of reminds me of Boosie. I don't know. I hope that's a compliment.
They said me and Boosie look alike, they say so.
I do
my own thing though. It's just a southern thing probably, you know.
Right, it is. I mean, it's which is a good thing though. It's not, you know, not bad at all. Like that's what's up. You just have a good, we could tell you have a good heart, genuine. You know, again, the back to the, you know, the parents and all of that. That's what's up. We're honored and blessed to have had you on the line tonight. Thank you for joining us this evening. And definitely, like Golden said, let the people know where they can reach you at on your social sites. We still got you on the line?
Mr. Shine might have fell off the line.
Yes, you can find Mr. Shine on Twitter at The Official Mr. Shine, Instagram, The Official Mr. Shine, Facebook fan page, Mr. Shine.
All righty, that's what's up. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. All righty. So everybody that was just tuned in, listening again, if you missed any part of this episode and broadcast tonight, definitely make sure you go back and play this episode. You can get to know Mr. Shine and hear the record Selfie, which we're going to play that again this evening, so make sure you don't miss it. That's real.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Instagram Awards.
He dropped Shine, but he's back in the line.
Yeah, that's me right here, man.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. We thought we lost you.
My phone died.
Oh, yeah. See, Selfies. Yeah. The battery, you know, take too many of those, your battery go low. I know about that, but.
Yeah, that's what's been going on. A lot of stuff has been took the last past 2 months, man, so they probably ate all the battery up, man. My bad about that. Apologize for intervening, man.
We got your social sites, definitely, but we just, again, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. We want to have you back. We're going to be watching you. We're following you on your social sites, and we're excited.
For sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm excited too, man. And the excitement is going to get bigger and bigger and higher, you know. And we'll better get together sometime and we'll chop it up, man. We'll party and have some fun at some of the concerts or whatever, you know. Y'all all good with me, you feel me? Y'all sound like good people, you know.
Brother. We definitely going to link up. Because this brother sound real down to earth, man, and we proud of any of our people that come on here have success with what they're trying to strive and do. You know what I'm saying? And, we're going to pop a bottle or something. I don't know if you drink or not, but we're going to meet you. Okay, there you go. Then done deal.
I done about seen enough bottle of poppy for the week, man.
Alrighty, you gotta get you a wine
sponsor.
We got to celebrate.
We got to get together, pop a ball. We got to do that, you know. That's right down our alley, man. We'll be glad to, man.
That's what.
Alrighty, I have a sip of ginger ale. Alrighty. Well, we appreciate you. We thank you so much. Come through anytime. We're going to stay up to speed with your music and definitely be keeping up with you and get your manager information as well from Jay.
No doubt, man. No doubt. I appreciate y'all.
Already.
It's been real.
All right. Peace to the brother, Mr. Shine, signing off. You know what I'm saying? He gave y'all a lot of good information about himself, a lot of good information to, just abide by in life, period. You know what I'm saying? And you could just tell about it, brother, man. He's down to earth cat, you know what I'm saying, out there on the grind. And just like you said, man, Alabama ain't an easy place to come out and get your music heard. You know, the last one to really, you know, do it, Doe B, was on the rise. Unfortunately, he met, his demise early on in his life. Hopefully, you know, Mr. Shine just keep taking Alabama and letting everybody hear what, you know, Alabama has to offer straight out of Prattville. So I hope everybody enjoyed his interview that was listening. But it's always good to see people come up from the mud, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not
absolutely
easy, you know what I'm saying? And
when you're
able to have that opportunity, you know what I'm saying? We on this show, we want to shine the light on those people, you know what I'm saying, and let you know what's coming. So then when they do hit it big, you know what? I heard him on that Global 14 show. He was real cool. He's still the same, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Mr. Shine for coming through.
Yes, that's real, though. That's real, though. I got to see how far it is. You know, my people in Phoenix City and Hurstville,
mm-hmm.
and that other, wherever the reservation is. So I wonder how far that is from where he resides. But definitely, like you said, I just, you know, couldn't agree with you more. We look forward to hearing and seeing more about Mr. Shine. I was going to say, oh, boy. That's not
oh, yeah,
fair
to say.
To say.
Say oh,
it's not respectful.
I'm
getting too comfortable.
To be on this show.
I didn't got too
Man,
comfortable.
They know if they listen to this show, it's a family atmosphere. So we be talking to each other
right.
We talk to each other on the phone and shit.
Right.
I knew you was about to say, oh, boy, too.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? And I had caught myself twice. I stuttered and everything. But and shout out to him. They got a flyer. I reposted it on my IG at Onyx254. That's not a plug. We say we're our stuff. We rep our Twitters and IGs. But I definitely reposted that. That was dope. And, just, again, just the work ethic. That's something that I can always applaud and appreciate. And you could just hear that he's very hungry and he's going to just keep trying. And if that one door doesn't open, he's going to
mm-hmm.
open the other one. And I really like that can-do and will-do attitude. What else is there? So on a serious note, and not that wasn't serious, but just on a more, just to let everybody know, we had a special guest, DJ Corrupt, last year. And I received a message not too long ago that he was shot last night after his event.
Wow.
So we want to definitely extend our prayers and support to him and
most definitely
keeping up with the condition. Definitely hate to hear that from it happens to anybody, but just to know that this is an individual, a young man that we have grown to build a relationship with, that was on the show, that's a good person. He lives in Atlanta. I hate to hear that this happened. So hopefully he pulls through and recovers well. Don't know any logistics or any other details aside from that he was shot last night after his event, after working. So I'm going to check in with the team and see what's going on. But that's unfortunate to hear, and hopefully he'll be up and running. We're going to keep him in our prayers as well. So I didn't want to mention that earlier when we first opened the show, because we needed to make sure we, just keep, not getting a somber type of mood, you know what I mean? Because it is disheartening, and it is a sad situation, but hopefully he'll pull through, like I said. So prayers up to DJ Corrupt. We're praying for you, hoping that you pull through.
Most definitely, man. Get well soon,
mm-hmm.
brother.
Absolutely. Let's see. There's a lot in the blogs lately. You and I were talking earlier about people making decisions that will impact the career of themselves and the lives of others around them. So we just hope that this year in 2015 that celebrities or non-celebrities, make good sound judgment use wisdom when making decisions and choices in our lives, whether it be to pay fees that are due to somebody that we feel that maybe we are above and don't need to pay. We need to respect one another and just do better. It's Black History Month as well, so yes, we did play some music that was explicit, but it's Black History Month. It's Black History for me every day, and I know you as well, Golden.
Straight
but,
up.
Yeah, every day. But definitely we want to take this
years.
Time. Yeah, okay? Every day. It doesn't never end. But we want to take this time to always make sure that we respect and honor and bring to the forefront the things that the Black pioneers and the Civil Rights Movement have done. And I think that with the Selma movie coming out, that was great timing to kind of keep that going. And then at a time like now where we have lost so many young Black males, we definitely need to continue to pull together and strengthen one another and work towards positive results and, you know, try to refrain from negativity. Although it can be hard and can be frustrating, we hope that we all can look into a brighter year this year. Hopefully not so many of these this year coming up. I'm really praying that we turn this around and see some change for the better. You know, I told you I deactivated my Facebook today too, or the other,
mm-hmm.
you know, the other day. And I don't announce when I'm leaving and do, because I'll tell you, I will fall off. Y'all don't want to follow me or be a friend for me on Facebook, because I don't do Facebook like that. I just do it for business. So if you really want to rock with me, IG and Twitter, and you will never lose me. But Facebook, I'm bound to be gone the next minute you turn around after I've confirmed you as a friend, because it's too much for me. The tagging is too much, the spamming, but also the ignorance on there. It gets to be, I don't want to log into that every day. So I'm hoping that.
You know what I was told? You know what's so crazy about Facebook and all these different things? We were talking about it the other day with me and the homies, was that it's like if you was in a room of like 1,000 people and everybody was just sharing their opinions on shit.
Yeah.
You bound to not want to hear a whole bunch of people's opinion
right.
on something. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
it's crazy like. When you post something that's thought-provoking or something that, you know, somebody got a strong opinion on, there's no stopping somebody from just coming under that shit and saying this, saying that. Even if it ain't
they
about
a voice.
Posting, they want to talk some shit. Everybody got a voice. So only imagine if somebody, like, the room would be chaos. That room where 1,000 people would.
Yes,
all you hear is nothing but voices, and you would want to probably walk out of there, take a breather, and be like, God damn, too many people talking at the same time. That's just what that shit is on the internet. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
Like,
and I needed a breather, and I take breathers.
Yeah, you got to take a break sometime.
Yeah, and I definitely had to, like I told you, my breaking point, and this is funny. I don't know if this is but it doesn't matter. This is our show. We're going to do it. But the point is that when I log into that joint, and you rappers and artists and everybody else, this is ridiculous. First of all, when I log in on that joint, 15 out of my 20 notifications should not be from your stuff, from tagging me, spamming me, people commenting on it. Every time somebody likes something, I get a comment, a notification, and it's just like, this is not okay, especially when I didn't even approve it for me to be tagged and everything. So just the fact, I've lost complete control of my page. Like Facebook, there is no policy.
You have no control.
There's no type of settings anymore. So
even when
it's
Facebook,
like, I can't do it.
Put a setting on there, they're going to find a way around that setting.
Around
so,
it, exactly.
I call it. It's a stalker's dream, yo. If somebody want to get
at
you,
is.
They're going to get at you. All these social networks is a stalker's dream. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
You just got to be...
You,
I don't put shit on my Facebook when I am on my Facebook because I'm barely on it. I don't put shit but sports.
Right.
I may have an opinion about some shit Obama did. I might put that on there.
Yeah.
Other than that,
right.
I ain't really talking about too much on there, but
right.
sending some people some birthday shouts and some shit.
Exactly. You might get I'll give monthly birthday shout outs on the first of every month. Y'all all get a shout out because it's too many of y'all niggas. Now, if I log in and it's my nigga, oh, I shouldn't even be saying it's Black Hit. My bad, y'all. if I log in and it's my homie, then I might come through on the wall and do a birthday joint, you know, or send a text or whatever.
Right.
But everybody get a monthly. I'm not coming through every day, going down to 50 of y'all birthdays every day. Right? It's just too much. It's too time consuming, and I don't have that kind of time to sit and play and do Candy Crush or whatever games is on there. I don't do any of that. So it's just not for me. Like, Facebook is not for business people. You know, it's not for us. It's great to get it out there, but it's not really for us to really just thrive and be on and make it happen with the way that we operate. You know what I mean? It's just not for me. It's just not for me. That's it. Everything ain't for everybody. It's not for me. But I do it because I have to reach certain audiences that it is for, that I know would, you know, find our show resourceful. So my page, you'll definitely find nothing but the radio show stuff, as well as maybe some hints, music 101 every now and then, maybe some quotes. And every 4 months, 6 months, maybe twice a year, you'll get a picture of my sons because it's their birthday or something like that.
Yeah, right.
But that's it. So anyways, I'm not on Facebook right now. Moral of the story, I'm not on Facebook right
that's
now. I'm not a fan of Facebook.
She's not on that joint right now. That was it in a nutshell.
You guys, we really do hope that you take heed to some of the things and tips that we're saying, because you have to know that the spamming and tagging is not, we're not receptive to it. So do it in a forum in which we are receptive and do want to take the time to listen to it and pass it along to our relationships. Just because we can't sign you to a record deal or whatever doesn't mean that we don't have opportunities that we can present to you or pass along to you for you to research on your own and get your grind on, like our guest, Mr. Shine. So Golden said earlier, if you want to get at us and you want your music considered, tagging us on Facebook all day is not going to be the answer, or spamming us on Twitter is not going to be the answer. Listening to the show, support, call in, and, you know, do the protocol. You know, it's like following directions,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Holler at us, you know. And let's you know, take that time also to give some prayers in the air for Bobby Christina Whitney Houston's and Bobby
goodness.
Brown's
yes,
daughter.
That happened.
You know,
yes.
What's so crazy, you know, after the movie premiered, the biopic on Lifetime, and then you hear this, and not even like you hear it like it's something different. It's exactly the way Whitney went out, you know, finding in a bathtub, stuff like that. So it was a little creepy, man, when people heard that. And, you know, I just want to say prayers in the air to her, man. Hopefully, you know, she comes around. And if she does survive this, man, she could get her life together, because, you know, there's a lot of people out there pulling for her. They don't want to see her going out like her mom's went out. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Shit, man, watching that biopic, just, you know, going back to listen to old Whitney songs, man. Whitney Houston had one of the most effortless voices ever, you know what I'm saying? So it was such a tragedy to lose her at such a young age, you know what I'm saying? But, man, you know, hopefully her daughter could pull through, because, you know, Bobby Brown's still out here doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? And that's his little girl. So, you know, prayers in the air for Bobby Christina, yo.
Definitely prayers up for her. Trying to think of anything else that has happened. There has been some things that have happened in music news, as always. Yes, absolutely. I can't wait for the opportunity when we can go down and it means something. I want to say that, because there's, you know, just to go there is not going to be enough. I want to actually be in there and have the invites and not have to hustle my way, you know, around. Well, I'm a hustle regardless,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm looking forward to when we have our seats in them joints. So, but definitely that's going to be exciting. I'm going to try to tune in and watch and see what goes on, so we can mention that next week. And I haven't been keeping up with the Empire or any of these reality TV shows. Can you kind of fill me in? Have you had a chance to look into them?
Empire's still going strong. You know, a lot of people really like it. You know, You know, I like it. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully the writing and everything can stay up to par, because if it does, it's definitely going to kick off and people are going to keep wanting to watch it. Reality shows, I haven't been watching Love & Hip Hop New York, really. I missed the like last few episodes. Heard of some craziness going down on there. Girls getting beat up. Niggas cheating on girls. You know, the typical.
It sounds like the usual.
You know, but shout out to Yandy and Mendeecees. They had a child, a baby girl, so now they got, you know, two boys, girls. So shout out to them. And yeah, you know, New York, Love & Hip Hop. Those franchises is always gonna keep kicking because they got a lot of elements that people go through in their regular life. I just haven't been able to catch it here, you know. Recently, but you know, hopefully,
right.
You know, I'll get to sit down and watch them back to back to back and then come on and talk about it like, oh shit, this nigga did this or she did that, because they always doing something. That's for damn sure. Oh, but what about, you know, Lil Wayne with the $51 million lawsuit against Cash Money?
I was going to say that's him next.
Crazy.
That's so funny you said that.
Money. $51 million. That's a pretty penny. Said he taking Drake and Nicki with him. I ain't gonna lie to you. At first, I thought that shit was all publicity. I thought, ain't no way Baby and Lil Wayne splitting up. You spend all your life calling yourself Birdman Jr. You're next to that man every step of the way. I guess his loyalty just really got tested, and he couldn't take it no more.
Exactly. You know what? My thing was I didn't know what to believe, and then I didn't really want to invest any thought into it at all, because I just didn't, I'm not going to say I didn't care, but, you know, it just seems like it was just happening so much where, and then they'd be like, oh, we're good now, we're back together, you know, so it's just kind of like, I'm not going to invest myself this time and try to really, but like we said, we were going to just see what happened, you know what I mean? We really didn't even predict, so it is, you know, it looks like it's unfolding, and it is what it is. I'm not going to say, for me, I wasn't surprised. I think my thing was, I'm not surprised if they are, if it is publicity, and then I'm not surprised if it isn't, because you just can never put things past people anymore. You know what I mean? Especially when money gets involved in different things. And, you know, we've seen this before. We've heard this before. Even the times where, you know, with like Manny Fresh, you know, with him having money owed to him, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
there was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't nothing that we weren't privy to, if you will. So it's not far fetched for this to be the case. So we definitely hope that he gets the situation that he needs to get, and which he will, because he's Lil Wayne, and he's definitely made a name for himself and built up to be, you know, one of the greatest entertainers. So, In the rap version industry, so
the man,
and he's young
Wayne
too,
is definitely,
so he's got time.
A legend of, and still a legend in the game, even at his youth. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully they get that, you know, situation rectified, and everybody could go their own separate way, and there's no crazy attacks and people talking shit back and forth. You know, niggas don't we don't really care about none of that stuff.
I also want to
give a big rest in peace to the Jacka. Bay Area legend.
Yeah.
If you know Open California, hyphy movement music, Open California, period, you know who the Jacka is. And I mean, he was known worldwide, you know what I'm saying? But but basically, you know what I'm saying? Them Oakland, California dudes always put their stuff down so tough, from Mac Dre to, you know, Keep the Sneak, Mr. Fab. And the Jacka was one of those guys that, you know, definitely was a Bay Area staple and a legend, was gunned down. We're not sure about all the details, but R.I.P., man. And, you know, it's just kind of crazy, man, when you live in this life, man, and you got to be careful out here. Brothers don't care who you are, man. I remember when they killed Jam Master Jay, I was like, you can tell niggas don't give a fuck who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I felt the same way.
Pioneered hip hop music, and you can't let him slide on something.
Yeah.
God damn! Like, they'll kill you for anything.
You
niggas
cold.
RIP, you know?
Yeah, right.
Oh man, niggas is ice cold.
Yeah. It's crazy when you said that for you to say that, because that's really when I was like, what? I mean, I felt the same way. It's always crazy and bad and, you know, just not good. But I, too, have that same, you know, feeling and reaction. Like, wow, it's just wild out here. Niggas is not no cut about it. Just don't care. And, again, that's why I just hope that this upcoming year, and I know that we can't have world peace and all of that, but we can do our part individually and do what we need to do. But that was crazy. Definitely,
you know,
rest in peace.
And you know what? I
want to
shout out, rest in peace to everybody falling, you know, damn the Jacker, mm-hmm. man. Everybody knows that brother in the game, man. That,
yeah.
You know, one of
yeah.
Oakland, California's strongest cats. And you know, a site that I want to bring light to, a website that a guy out of Atlanta has, it's called www.hiphopgivesback.com. And if you go to hiphopgivesback.com, it basically lets you know all the charities that these musicians got out there, you know what I'm saying, and what
mm-hmm.
they actually doing for their communities, you know what I'm saying. And I just thought that was a real dope-ass site, because you always get the blog sites, and, you know, of course they're going to give you all the craziness and the negative, because,
right.
you know, they got to push their blogs. But this man's site right here is dedicated to just straight up letting you know, hey, man, these are all the guys out here that got some type of, you know, charities. And it's all about what they're doing for the community. Like right now, Game Returns with the Robin Hood Project. Killer Mike, you know, gives impassioned speech. So it's all about what they do good. So if you ever want to
mm-hmm.
get a break from what all these artists are doing when they on their bullshit, just go to hiphopgivesback.com and check out what they're doing on some real shit.
Absolutely. That's what's up. I'm definitely glad that you mentioned that, and I had to go check that out myself, because I'm all about looking at, you know, we talk about all the time, the balance. Can we get something positive? Can we? I remember
mm-hmm.
one time I had to ask you, could you find a positive story that we could talk about, because it was so negative. Everything was bad
mm-hmm.
in the news, you know, entertainment-wise, music-wise, life-wise, like, we couldn't find nothing. Finally, we got some positive stuff, and you were able to bring a balance. Like, so I'm so happy that we can continue to do that, you can continue to do that, because we need that, you know? We're bogged down
by
so much other junk and just bad. We need an escape sometimes, so, of truth. So that's what's up. But I really don't, you know, aside from, we have one more record that we need to premiere tonight. We played the Bigger Rankin and P Nice Who Gon' Check Me record. We played our special guest, Mr. Shine Selfie record. And we have another record that we need to play from, I need to make sure I say and pronounce his name right, but I believe, let me go back to Tar Networks. I believe it is Colonel... Ooh, don't get me to lying. Let me go back here real quick. Yeah, I don't, and I know this is probably not professional, but it is what it is. We live. So, Colonel Loud. So, we're going to play his record that
dope.
He sent over, that we got in the DJ blast. Yeah, we're gonna do that. We're going to play this record he got called Paid Like a MF. That's what it's called. And we got the explicit version, so.
Okay.
But, hey, I want to be paid.
We're going
to
ride out for that.
Yeah. So
that's
we back
appropriate.
Next Wednesday. Yeah. It is. We back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. I think we're going to do a business segment. I think we have either it's our entertainment lawyer coming, or we have somebody from the ASCAP. You know, one of the music organizations. But so if you're an artist, make sure you tune in next week. Get your learning one. Get your notepad and pen ready so you can take all these notes down and key points and get it for free. Because these people, you know, these meetings cost money. So for them to come is dope. So next week, we're back. You can follow us on Twitter at Global14TheCut, myself at Onyx254 on IG
myself
and Twitter.
Myself at The Golden Fleece, IG, Twitter, Global14.com. And we're going to ride out to that money record. Pay, what is it? Pay like a motherfucker? I'm with it.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to say the word.
Yeah. No, I'm going to sit there for you. We riding out tonight to pay like a motherfucker because that's what we trying to get. Trying to get it. Let's go.
I got that money kind of spending hundreds by the minute. If you want it, come and get it.
To hit the road and then we shoot out the rally. I got them gas bags in from Cali. I hit the city then link up with BB. Niggas know I'm that I'm cheating. These niggas never could see me. I make them bullets come at you at 30. I tell them 5 P's. Preparation nigga, prevent poor performance. I pull up on these niggas in the bushes. Set that bitch on forges. My girlfriend in gorgeous. Driving that Tigo, he move that Pedigo. I'm feeling like Nino Richie, they gonna beat up. On the south side, that's on the Cheeto. And I got the Chico. I put them birds in the water. I stretch another quarter, put that shit on my daughter. Whip it till I'm making it over. Got the bacon soda, then bought me a rover. I got a trampoline trap. Jumping like Jack. Pumping like crack. Pull up where you at.
I'm in that light, smoking light. About to make a play. My nigga killed by the cop.
Do the money dance. Drop a box to my nigga cat. Now the colonel throw me through the rubber band. I got 100 more. My nigga, you know that's 100 gas. This nigga done bought them all. I opened the duffel bag, 300 bags. I got the OG, the sour, the cookie, the Louis, the cherry, the bubble, the purse. I got them hitters, the shooters, the killers. Your niggas that's ready to put in the work. Know that the losers and Ruger gon' hop in the Chevy. We peeling out on the 400. I got the gas bag for the low. I am the gas man and you know it. I put the bag in the chiller. I clean it and wrap it. I clean it and wrap it again. I put the work up in the box. Box up on the truck. Now the pack off in the wind. And my deck stay junk. And my trap stay bump. My nigga money talk. If you ain't talking money, nigga, don't say nothing.
I'm in that